The following program is a JWC Media production for WrestleChat.net and CLW83.com. This edition of the NAWC is
uncensored.
For 7 years.
7 years.
300 episodes and counting.
300 episodes.
The North American Wrestling Connection.
The NAWC.
Professional wrestling's recognized leader in talk entertainment. And now, CLW83.com and WrestleChat.net proudly present the NAWC. Bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned this week by...
You ever have one of those days where you just get a song or a silly saying in your mind and you can't get it out? Well, that happened to me the other day. And it wasn't a song, it was a nursery rhyme. Hey diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon. The little dog laughed to see such sport and the dish ran away with the spoon. My question to you is this. Who's diddle diddle? Who's this motherfucker talking to? Because this nursery rhyme was written back in at least the 16th century. So I don't know what this guy was thinking when he wrote this thing. Was he high, drunk, whatever? Okay, the cat and the fiddle. Now, what the fuck is a cat doing playing with the damn fiddle? What the fuck was he doing? Was he playing a song on the fiddle? How did he learn how to play that fiddle? These are the kind of things I'm asking myself while I'm sitting there on the throne. And then, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon. Huh? The cow jumped over the moon. I want this motherfucker tested for PEDs. Because if that cow jumped over the moon, then certainly it could win at least 10 Tour de France's. Lance Armstrong won 8. The cow could probably win 10 if indeed she could jump over the moon. The little dog laughed to see such sport. Now, the little dog is laughing. Is this motherfucker over there smoking dope? Is he got a bottle of Thunderbird? Why does he find this so funny that the cow jumped over the moon and the cat's over there with the fiddle? The little dog laughed to see such sport. I guess that'd be a sport because it's almost like a high jump. Yeah. It would be the greatest high jump ever recorded. The dish ran away with the spoon. Now, how did this dish run away with the spoon, and why did it choose the spoon to run away with? Why not the knife, the fork, or anything else?
The spork.
It ran away with the spoon. So anyway, I had this nursery rhyme stuck in my head the other day, and I just wanted to finesse this and go through this thing and see if maybe I'm losing my mind, or if this indeed had happened to other people.
Wow! Yeah! That's an interesting analysis of... Hey Diddle Diddle from our good friend Stone Cold Steve Austin. But our analysis hopefully will be a little bit more coherent here on the North American Wrestling Connection. It's sponsored by WrestleChat.net here at CLW83. We got a bunch of people here today. And, of course, my name is Jason Block, co-host of Pixel Nation and the host of Red State, Blue State. First of all, we have from the great state of Ohio, Mr. Tyler Brown. How are you, sir?
That would be Kentucky.
I am so sorry. I am so sorry.
It's fine. Actually, I'm doing really well. I ended up watching last night because Legends House is usually on when I'm at work, and I watched the finale, and wow, so many things came out that I never knew about that group of people.
Yeah.
It was just like jaw-dropping revelation after revelation, and I was like, holy shit, and they've been holding all this in for years, and I've been on the internet for years, and half this shit I've never heard. You know, with Jimmy Hart. I mean, it's just like, what?
The Pat Patterson one was the biggest open secret in wrestling. That was duh. Okay. Right. But you know, Jimmy Hart losing a daughter, I believe. I don't think anyone knew that, right?
No.
No one did that. Our resident Rager fan and co-heart attack recipient, VRM, how are you, sir? Hello? VRM, are you there?
That could not have happened at a...
Yeah, I know. There we go. It's 2-2. But, and thirdly and lastly, our chief high muckety muck, Mr. Carl Chenier. How are you, sir?
Isn't this shiny, Jason?
Yeah, it's shiny, but here's the problem. Now, usually, you know, I don't host 2 weeks in a row.
Yes.
Okay? So I get this text from Nikki over the weekend. Because what happens is that she went to some house shows over the weekend in Rochester, and she went to Monday Night Raw in Minneapolis, which we'll talk about. And those OSHA people didn't really like her that much, so they flew her out to Ohio to get more depositions to try and get more of the origins of the situation. You know, I don't know what's going on. They're still investigating this whole Skype thing, okay? It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's nuts. I don't know what's going on, but but that isn't actually the biggest news of the week, okay? And it's not the fact that CM Punk and AJ Lee are eventually married, okay? It's not the fact that Ric Flair has been cleared, okay? It's the fact that we've had the night of the long knives. Spring cleaning is happening, okay?
Pretty
and
late,
it has happened.
Right?
What?
Kind of like late spring cleaning.
Yes, exactly. And we had 11 people at the moment gone from the WWE. And I have a list as of Friday. And it's Mark Harris, Yoshitatsu, Evan Bourne, Brodus Clay, Camacho, Theodore Long, Kurt Hawkins, Oksana, Jinder Mahal, Drew McIntyre, JTG. Now, let's go through this. I'm going to go around the table. Carl, do any of these surprise you in any way, shape, or form?
Probably Brodus, because after coming off, you know, the team with who's now with Jason Albert,
right,
and broadcasting. Yeah, he actually still had something going. After
he was also just in the Scooby-Doo movie.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he was in NXT for a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, that one kind of surprised me a little bit. Tyler, what about you?
And here, the funny thing is the one that quote unquote surprised me was the one that people have been like, well, why the hell is he still around? Because once his Crime Time partner was axed, a lot of people thought, well, I mean, he's okay, but he was seemingly down to the secondary shows and kind of like the, you know, main event and the, you know, 1 hour shows, where it was like he'd get a one little short match and maybe he'd win and maybe he wouldn't. JTG, he's missed so many of the cuts, and it's just like, okay, what are y'all going to do with him? And then he'd show up on a main event or something like that. And
it hasn't been for months, though.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is he's just been kind of like in and out of programming, and then finally it's just like, okay, what are you going to do with him? And then, you know, finally they asked him.
Well, JTG said on Twitter, damn, why did I pick up my phone?
Oops.
Okay.
Maybe Shad stole it, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Brodus Clay said, is it better to be held down, held back, or let go? I'm proud of all the obstacles I fought through WWE, and now greatness is on me. Monstrous BC. There's no sadness or bad feelings, only opportunity for me to break bread or play dead, so no sad tweets or messages. You know, let's see. Let's go back on that list again. The one who surprised me the most is Oksana, because I was expecting her to be released right away after what she did to Naomi a few months back.
Yeah.
You know, you remember that issue where she broke her orbital socket?
Yeah.
With a knee to her face? Really? Mm. Now, some of these actually didn't surprise me. I mean, look, Evan Bourne was a two-strike guy. Okay. And he broke his foot, and he was one of those free-spirited dudes. A great worker, really good guy, had a ton of potential, but really just shot himself in the foot. Right, Carl?
Yeah. And how long it's been since he had gotten injured? Like 2 years?
Something like that. I don't
remember. Yeah, that was not surprising.
And we had, of course, now we have the death of the three-man band. because Jinder Mahal is gone and Drew McIntyre is gone. Drew McIntyre, by the way, is another one who should have been up where he is. Right, Tyler? I mean, because he was the chosen one, remember?
Right.
Vince McMahon chose him to be the future of the WWE.
Well, the question that leaves now is, you know, now that two of the three MB are gone, are they going to revert back to his one-man band gimmick, which may not work as well now that, you know, he's been a three-man band? Or, I mean, the question is, what are they going to do with him? Because he's already, I feel like, with the three-man band, you know, there was so much going on, and then, you know, he was his one-man band. I mean, are they going to put him in a tag team and call it a two-man band? So he's had a one, two, and a three-man band? Or, I mean, what are they going to do with him?
Here's a crazy idea.
What?
Stick him and Zack Ryder together. Be the jobber team.
That could be. I mean,
I was going to say sticking with Sandow the way that he's been used as of late.
You put Mahal, Sandow, and Ryder as the pissed off jobbers. You know, seriously, right?
No, with Sandow, it's like the old Charlie House storyline.
Yeah, and of course not executed well, but we'll get to that later.
Right.
Kurt Hawkins has started his own wrestling school. He's working the independents now. He's a good guy.
And when was the last time he was on TV? I don't know.
No, Theodore Long, his contract just expired. Done.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they did with him. They just let it expire. He hasn't been on TV since what?
Forever. I mean, I don't remember when he got fired.
It's been over a year, I know that.
I know, but you want to know something? He's the guy I would like to hear what his stories were. Because look, Theodore Long has been in the business, what, 30 years?
Yeah.
Something to that effect? And VRM, he was in WCW managing Doom, right?
Yeah.
He was a referee for a long time, right? And so, I mean, he would be a great shoot interview or book subject, I would think.
I think we can expect him on one of Austin's podcasts in the near future.
I would, yeah, hopefully a little bit more coherent than that.
Either that or I know Kayfabe Commentaries will probably pick him up because they usually, within a decent time frame of one's release, they usually get an interview. So I think, I mean,
yeah, if Oliver can talk to Shane Douglas of all people, why not?
Mm-hmm. And again, Yoshitatsu, you know, he's gonna do well as well on the indies, hopefully. You know, I think
he was kind of working as a part-time trainer down in Orlando, I do believe, huh?
That would be fine.
Maybe keep him to do that for a while in the performance center.
Yeah, look, you could do that. I mean, let me just give you some more reactions. Evan Board said, "Thanks for the love, friends. Thanks for the good times, WWE. Sorry to the fans for not getting back on Raw after breaking my foot." Yoshitatsu said, "I want to thank you to WWE and WWE Universe and the Yoshi Army for these 6 years. Wow. I can't believe it's been six. It's been an amazing experience in my last days. Your huge Yoshitatsu chants at Full Sail were awesome. Please be keep cool. I love you guys." Kurt Hawkins talks about his schedule, and Jinder Mahal gave his booking address. Now, the reason given, so from what I was told in reading few sources, including WrestleChat, and I'll just pull this up in a second, was the fact that this was a network issue. In other words, the reason why they did it, okay? They're saying that Triple H's right-hand man, Mark Carano, made the calls, not Triple H himself, okay? There are rumors that there's also going to be more cuts coming on the administration side. The reason is because of the current state of the network is cut, and there's going to release the current subscriber numbers at the second quarter conference call. So here's the question. I'm going to start with you, Carl. Who else do you see getting the axe?
Well, we mentioned a few already. Probably people like Ryder, probably Slayer of all people.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a few down in NXT.
Maybe. Like Aiden English, maybe?
I don't know. I haven't really checked his workout.
I mean, because do we see any divas go?
I don't know.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think this was the right call? Let me ask you sort of another question here, Carl, and then I'll go around the table.
Okay.
Do you think this was the right call? Do you think these talents deserved to be cut? And or do you think they're being a bit premature with the numbers? Or do they know something we don't?
To be honest, I'm surprised that this didn't happen after WrestleMania.
Okay, so you're saying that they waited too long? Or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think this is based off network numbers.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I think this is just the general, all right, we've got all these people who has not been used in ages.
Right.
And it was just their general spring cleaning cut.
Right. I mean, it's just really, as I was about to say, I didn't think that there would be this many, but I think there's going to be more. I really think this is going to be more. But I'm just wondering what we're going to see next, you know? It's going to be very interesting. Tyler, who do you see cutting out?
I'm looking through the roster right now. Obviously, nobody who's a champion is going to be cut for any reason.
Get Randy Orton cut.
That would be stupid on so many levels. Anybody who's even doing the pay-per-view commentary, the pre-show commentary, I think they're safe just for that reason alone.
So you're talking people like Kofi, Miz, Santino,
Alex Riley. Yeah, those guys I think are safe. Just because I think a lot of them, even though there may not be actively competing, they are also, you know, training as to be on the mic, so that, you know, when some of the other guys, like, you know, if something happens to, say, Lawler, and he has to be hospitalized, or he has to, you know, has vacation, just anything in general, they've got it covered with people who have been trained, and they've been doing this for quite a while, to where it's not just like, oh, shit, you know, Lawler needs to take a vacation, what the hell are we going to do, you know? I've got a feeling Christian might be one of those, because he's just been that in and out kind of swerve.
Right.
He's getting up in age. And he's too injured,
yeah.
Yeah, he's around edges as far as injury status. For some reason, they still have CM Punk on the roster, even though he's left.
Well, remember, I see what they're going to do. Go ahead.
Well, his contract doesn't expire until what, July 1st?
July something, yeah.
Right.
Let's see. Looking through, I'm going to say Otunga. Again, he hasn't really been doing a whole lot.
Yeah, he will be one of the next few.
Yep, and again, he had potential too. So let me actually look at let me give you some names. Okay, why don't I go with the superstars right now? And I'm pulling this off from WWE.com. And if you could just actually let me get up there. Thank you so much. Well, of course, we have Bad News Barrett, Sheamus, Paige, and Jimmy and Jey Uso. They're not going anywhere.
They're safe.
They are safe. Yeah. And again, I'm just trying to go through it. Thank you. Just again, my browser's being a little slow. If anyone can give me a list here. Oh, hold on here. Okay, here we go. Adam Rose, no. AJ Lee, no. Alberto Del Rio, Alex Riley, Alicia Fox, Big E, Big Show, Bo Dallas, Booker T, Bray Wyatt, Brock Lesnar, Byron Saxon, Cameron, interesting. Christian, yeah. There's one. Curtis Axel, no. Darren Young, no, because he's the ambassador right now.
Okay. Right.
Otunga. El Torito, Emma, Dwayne Johnson's still on the roster, ironically enough. Eric Rowan, Fandango.
You know, Rock is still, he's still dealing with that ab injury, I think, right?
Right, and the Great Khali will always have a contract because, you know, they need the Indian market. It just is, you know, not gonna lie. Jack Swagger, not sure. Here's a guy who I don't think should be cut, but might be, Justin Gabriel. Does that name? What do you think about him?
He's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
No, Lana Leia, Mark Henry, The Miz, Naomi, Paul Heyman, nope. R-Truth. What about Rey Mysterio?
Yes.
Oh wow, you're calling that.
And the reason
you pulled it.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull the trigger just because he's been in this loop where he does real well for a while, and then he gets this big pop when he comes back, and then he gets injured, he's down for a while, and then he comes back, and he's just, I hate to use these words, but he's very injury prone, okay? And I hate to say it like that, because Bray is a superior athlete. He's a really good guy, and he's, you know, for his height, he's a really good, you know, like a middleweight luchador, if that's even a real term. But he's a great worker and stuff, but, you know,
that knee is so fragile.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is the knee is 90% of a lot of his finishers, that uses a lot of his knee, a lot of his running, his flying. I mean, you need your kneecaps to do all of what he does, a lot of his high-flying stuff. Without that, he's a pretty much a grounded wrestler, and he doesn't have a whole lot of really powerful ground moves, you know?
So the names that we're thinking of are, at the moment, David Otunga, Rey Mysterio, Justin Gabriel. Those are about the three on the main roster right now. Does that make sense?
Possibly Truth.
And possibly R-Truth. Carl, does that make sense to you on those numbers? Those names? Okay, well, let me just make sure. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, here we go. So, all right, fine. So, where do you think these people will go next while we're at it here? Let's pull that list up one more time, okay? So, let's start with Oksana. Does she go anywhere?
As far as another company, or...
Yeah, does she stay in wrestling?
Yes.
Okay. JTG. I'm talking to everybody. VRM, help me out here.
I'm going to say he's going to Indies.
Okay.
I would honestly say that Dixie, being who she is, she's going to lay some money down for him, just for the simple fact that he's a WWE wrestler. And, I mean, that's just how she is. She sees... But the
no-compete happens till September 12th.
Okay. I mean, that's not going to stop her from at least talking to him.
Okay. So what about Drew McIntyre? I think he's got the most upside potential, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Or does Evan Bourne? Or who does? Because I know Brodus Clay is already signed with a guy by the name of Eric Sims to do independent work. But,
I think Bourne would go back to... I was going to say ROH.
As Matt Sydal? I'm asking? Or Matt Classic?
I don't know. I think he'd go back to ROH if they'll have him with the foot injury.
Mm-hmm. But what I'm asking is that who do you, well, we all know Curt Hawkins is opening a school and is doing indie work. So he's okay. Camacho is Haku's son. He'll get work, right?
Yeah.
Yoshitatsu?
He could, honestly, Tatsu is very talented. He's one of those ones who's went through several name changes, correct?
Let me look.
Because I keep thinking that's not what he originally entered the WWE under. I keep thinking he's one of the ones that's changed names, or am I confusing him with somebody else?
I'm going to consult Wikipedia, actually.
The wonderful world of Wikipedia.
Yes, which is always right. You know, you can't take it for what.
Fumi Yamamoto.
That's his real name, but he worked for New Japan from 2002 to 2007. He might go back.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a surprise. He'd be a great benefit to that company. He'd be a great benefit to any company. But New Japan would probably use him the best. TNA would probably use him temporarily and then be like, oh, we're done with you. Just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. He was Yoshitatsu, yes. But okay. He was also known as Yamamoto. So you were right. But he can go back to New Japan. I'm looking forward to that if that happens. Yeah. Okay. I think Brodus will be the Funkasaurus kitty, you know, the kitty guy. He won't be the monster guy.
Right.
I think Theodore Long has a long career. Here, give him a wrestling podcast. That'd be fun.
Right. Or if nothing else, I mean, he'll still be able to do a lot of the indie wrestling shows where he can be like, oh, meet Teddy Long, and, you know, and he might do a panel or something and talk about his career and stuff. And there's been, I mean, Cornette still does that. He may have retired from the business, but Cornette still does appearances where he'll sit and talk about the business.
Too bad he can't make people go one-on-one with The Undertaker.
Yeah, well, hey, Teddy, where are we going now? No! You remember that one, right?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, well, hey, look, let me just tell you something. All these guys, and you know what? It sucks for all these guys.
Mm-hmm.
It stinks for all these guys because, you know what? Some of these guys actually did very, very, very well. I loved Evan Bourne. I loved Brodus when he was a monster. I really did. Hawkins was an edgehead for crying out tears.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And Yoshi, all these guys, well, you know, JTG was all right, but, you know. You know?
Yeah, that's the only thing is JTG was okay. I mean, they're fairly impressive when he was in a tag team, but solo, he was just kind of, he was there. He didn't have a very astonishing, I mean, that's not to say every wrestler needs to have an astonishing set of moves, but every wrestler needs to have some sort of moveset that sets them apart and doesn't make it feel like you're just using some generic moveset, you know, just a couple basic moves. You need to have something that can separate you from every other player in the business.
Okay. But, you know, I mean, to use the term to wish them all the future endeavors, I mean, it's not a joke. I mean, these guys are good. You know, I mean, the only person who I really didn't like necessarily was, you know, Camacho. But, I mean, I'm also sad to see 3MB go because 3MB was fun in a jobber sort of way.
Right.
You know? Because you don't need the superstars, and you know what? I liked it. You know, the heirs to Tora. And by the way, Nikki will be very upset that she will not be able to see Drew McIntyre in tight leather pants. So, you know, we say a moment of silence to that. But, you know, I mean, look, I'm really, you know, upset about this whole thing. You know, but again, we'll see more stuff. You know, we'll see more stuff. Now, let's get to the big, 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 huge, 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 massive story of the week. Our WWE World Heavyweight Champion Daniel Bryan has been stripped. He's done. He does not have the title as of Monday Night Raw. Joseph Maroon came out on video to exactly, because he did the surgery, basically said it, and explained that he could not compete. I'll ask you, Tyler, this was inevitable, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it really was. Just for the fact that, you know, we knew he's not just going to sit there and be like, yeah, here you go, Steph, have the title. And, you know, do a nice little jig out of the ring. It's just not working that way. That's not Daniel Bryan's character. So it was pretty much like, okay, you're going, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, one of those things where you're gonna have to take that title from my cold dead hands. You know,
right?
That's the only way it was gonna work. And unfortunately, his injury kind of played into that. And it's gonna come down to a tournament, and he's not gonna obviously get. He's, you know, with Triple H and the regime still in place, he's not just gonna be able to walk back into victory and be like, hey, how about that title shot? So he'd be like, no. You know, he'll probably end up being. By the time he comes back, I've got a feeling he's either gonna go into a match with whoever the number one contender is, or they might do like a mini bracket. So the number one contender takes over, and you know, Triple H will pretty much put Daniel through the ringer to basically become number two, the number two contender.
Okay.
Well, what they did is someone didn't watch the show this week because they said that the Money in the Bank is now a six-man title match.
Well, yes, yes, the belts will be hung, and the winner will be the new champion, and there is rumors to a second Money in the Bank. We'll get to that in a minute. But, VRM, let me ask you. I'm thinking Daniel Bryan's a lot more hurt that he's given out here, and I don't know if he's going to be back for SummerSlam, do you?
I can't really say. One thing that I will say, though, is this probably is more... It was considering the fact that that Brie has been written off with quitting.
Right.
I'm going to say that this was not just a move to get Daniel off, get the title off of Daniel and get him off screen, but to get both of them off screen so they can have their honeymoon.
So you're saying that this was a story?
It's a little AB. It's AB, I think.
Uh-huh.
I think that the decision was made before
Monday? Was it Monday?
I think it was made before Payback. And they just wanted to get the storyline reason on for
it. Okay. So you're saying that he... Let me ask you this. Do you think he is hurt or not?
I think he's hurt.
Okay. So, but you're also saying that there is also... saying they're also giving him and Brie some time off to spend together and maybe make a baby.
Yes.
Okay.
I think, like I said, I think it's an A-B situation.
Okay. Now the question is, let's put the second thing in here, okay? We have a Money in the Bank that is going to be for the WWE title. The WWE World Heavyweight title. We have, as we speak, Sheamus, who beat I believe Cesaro in a great match. We have Cesaro beating RVD. We have Randy Orton because he's, you know, Randy Orton. And we have Bray Wyatt going into the match, beating Dean Ambrose in a great match on SmackDown. Now, the question is, though, is there anyone left who you would consider a legit title contender, or is the new heavyweight champion in the match already?
One thing I have to say is, looking at the makeup of the match right now, I see one face. Maybe two if you count Cesaro.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
and who's the other one?
The faces right now, I think we would end up getting.
Well, right now you've got Wyatt, who's a heel. You've got Sheamus, who's a face. You've got
Cesaro tweening.
Tweening, and you've got
Orton and Del Rio heels.
Right, Orton Del Rio heels. Yes, that's right. Correct. That's five. Mm. So we need one more. That's what I'm just saying.
I want to say, for some reason, I'm not sure why, because I don't think it's going to be Roman Reigns.
You don't think so?
Well, I'd like it to be Roman Reigns, and I see the perfect way in match between him and Seth Rollins.
Right, but maybe they'll save that for the pay per view as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm also thinking, is that maybe we might end up seeing a triple threat between the three at the pay per view, with the winner getting the last slot.
Maybe.
Because what's Cena doing right now?
Well, you see, Cena may be in the match. You never know,
right?
Because you got to keep that and the Wyatt thing going. Now, here is the other question: there's going to be a Money in the Bank for the contract, right? Because there are rumors to that effect. And
do we have six people to do it? I mean,
well, let's see who of the losers. Well, Carl had a very interesting idea. Take the losers of the Money in the Bank qualifiers, then you have Barrett,
Ziggler, RVD,
and Ambrose. Hey, I like those.
That's already a pretty decent matchup.
Okay, and then you had a couple more people
in Kofi. Add Kofi.
Put Kofi there, right? Yeah. Put Kofi in there.
And then you just need one more heel.
Maybe Ryback or Bo Dallas or something like that? Or is it too early? What do you think? Is it too early? All right, Tyler, what do you think? What do you think of that suggestion?
As far as what, the losers match for the contract?
Yeah, or what do you, or let me ask you something. Who do you see becoming the interim world, or at least the new world heavyweight championship while Daniel Bryan has got the injury?
Well, I think all things considered, I believe that the new champion's going to end up being Orton. Keep it in the corporation and keep it with those guys. Keep it with Evolution, sans Batista. Essentially, it's still that sort of guys. With Orton having the title, Triple H can essentially have Orton being his bitch, as continued to be, just being like, hey, you know, and continually screwing with Daniel Bryan even while he's away. And then even when Daniel Bryan comes back, it'll still be, you know, more set in. It'll be more of the, you know, Triple H and Orton versus Daniel Bryan stuff to continue that sort of thing until Daniel Bryan, somewhere down the line, eventually does get that title back, but it's definitely going to be one hell of a ride to get it back.
Mm-hmm. Now here's the more interesting question. Is Daniel Bryan permanently out of wrestling or out of the title picture or something? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm really worried about this injury, aren't you?
I mean, yeah, any injury in the wrestling business is going to be something to be concerned about, especially with people like Edge, who has had, you know, he's had so many daggone injuries that he was at a point where one more single spear, maybe that got botched, or, you know, one more move in the turnbuckle that, you know, he hit wrong, could have permanently paralyzed him. So, of course, any and all injuries in the wrestling business are something to be worried about. But especially when you're dealing with, you know, things like your neck and your kneecaps and your joints and things that you sort of need to function correctly as a wrestler, any sort of injury is something to worry about. For one, it puts you out of action. For two, it puts you behind in any sort of getting a title shot, or, you know, say maybe you were the number two contender. Well, now that knocks you back down because now you've got people who are jumping ahead of you because they're, you know, they're there performing and you're not, you're at home, you know, stuck in bed.
All right, VRM, I mean, are you as worried for the prospects of Daniel Bryan right now?
It's a lot of wait and see. It's been a month and a half since the neck surgery?
Yeah, thereabouts.
So we need to give this some time to see how things work out and how he heals. So a month and a half. I know Cena's come back in 6 months.
6 days. 6 days in some respects.
This is true.
Because he is Super Cena, but we'll get to that later, too. But, you know, I mean, some of the other stuff that we saw on Monday night, how many people saw the Lana promo before Rusev crushed Ryder with the Obama weightlifting video used? That was funny stuff. Oh, my God. Really? And it's, I mean, that was pretty good stuff,
I
right?
I think I was too busy sitting in a deep-seething rage.
Yes, I know, for Game 3, but yes. But you saw that one, Tyler, right?
No, actually, I didn't know it's at work, I believe.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, what happened was that Lana was calling Obama a sissy boy because he was lifting with weights. Rybacksel fought Goldust and R-Truth. And, again, this is pretty obvious. We're going to see the Rhodes heel turn, but it's going to be after a few partners, right? Right, VRM?
Yeah, it's basically he's testing Goldust to prove that Goldust was the weak link and not him.
Right. But, yeah, exactly. And it's going to be that way. Oh, by the way. Oh, before I get into a couple of other things. You know, Bo Dallas has been winning on things, but did anyone watch NXT this week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have to catch NXT on the network, if and only if, for the epic, and I mean epic temper tantrum that Bo Dallas throws. Because Sami Zayn fought a guy by the name of Mr. NXT, who just happened to be Bo Dallas in a mask, okay? So once Bo Dallas was unmasked, he was legitimately thrown out of the building by about four security guards. And it was epic in the way he was thrown out. I mean, full-on body stuff. Really, really, you know, really, 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 really amazing. Got to watch that stuff. Oh, and by the way, we haven't seen this good of a cat fight in a long, long time, haven't we, VRM?
Are we talking about
Summer Rae and Layla? This has been good.
Summer Rae and
Layla.
Yeah.
So here's what happened, people. Layla was at the makeup table Monday night, and then Summer Rae pours milk on her and destroyed. I mean, there was, you know, food, makeup. It was epic, right? It was great. So then the next night on main event, Layla got her back with cat litter, by the way, fresh step, TM, okay, and then pouring milk on her. This was some good stuff, Tyler. This is some good stuff.
Well, I was reading something where I think on Monday, Summer Rae came out as in within Adam Rose's Rosebuds and got her again.
Yeah, exactly.
That was tonight.
That was tonight. Yes. Exactly. It was. Yeah. She was one of the Rosebuds in the Adam Rose. Yeah. But okay. So get this though. Of course, the 3MB comes out and says, we ain't here, you know, to talk like the Shield. We're here to fight. And then the Shield comes out and kicks their ass. Okay. That would, of course, being Ambrose and Reigns.
This would normally be this is normally where they're, where if it was a Spirit Squad, it would be followed by DX promptly throwing them in the trailer back to OVW.
Right, exactly. But here's the deal with this. Rollins cut one of the best promos I have seen. He was great, wasn't he? You saw this promo, right, WM?
I did see the promo.
Oh.
With Cole, right?
No. That's Seth Rollins. I'm talking about... Seth
Ambrose.
Ambrose, yes. The Ambrose, when he was pounding his chest, and he was basically saying, I'm going to listen to what you say, then we're going to kick your ass. Right? How good was that? Seriously. Bless you.
Was that on main event?
No, that was on Monday.
Okay.
Where Rollins goes nuts.
Mm.
Where Rollins goes nuts. Also, by the way, what did you think of the Summer Rae cat fight that's been going on right now with Layla and the makeup?
Meow.
Yeah, meow. Good stuff. So
should be Alicia Fox in that though, not Layla. So the temper tantrum BS.
Yeah, well, let me just go back to a couple of things and grab your opinion on it, if that's okay.
Okay.
We were talking about the fact that, you know, Daniel Bryan was stripped. He was absolutely stripped, and he had this was unfortunately, it had to happen, right, in your opinion?
Well, yeah, if he can't go, I mean, what are you going to do?
Right. And so let me ask you this. Of the five people that are in there right now, who do you see as the person coming out of there as the winner?
They're going to probably stick it back on Orton.
You think so?
Yeah.
For story's sake or for what?
Probably for story's sake, and then when Ryan's healthy again, then give him back the belt.
Do you think Brian is going to be healthy? That's the next question.
If he does, yeah, we don't know.
We definitely do not know. So what? By the way, what did you think of Lana making fun of the president, showing him with the lady weights at the gym with the YouTube video?
Face palm.
Okay. So the other big thing that came out of the Monday night was the Seth Rollins interview. Uh-huh. Where he was, of course, now in a suit. By the way, you also noticed that he never said he was a member of Evolution. He never said it. Okay?
No.
He never says he's a member. Okay? He said, I can destroy my own creation. He uses Triple H World. I bought in, and of course he was using a lot of Triple H's word, but he said, I bought into the evolution of Seth Rollins. He says, they may have thought of me as brothers in arms, but they were just business partners, and I severed a business relationship, and everyone should believe in Seth Rollins. And Seth Rollins basically said, I heard your interview. You want to kick my ass? Come on down. So Rollins is about to get beat up, but then the Wyatts interrupt, and then, unfortunately, Super Cena makes the save yet again. Carl, Carl, let me ask you, what did you think of the first true interview as a member on the other side?
Seth
Rollins.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to stick him in Evolution.
You don't think so, or you think
no.
So you think he just is going to be his own guy?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, what about you, Tyler? Do you think he's going to be his own guy or a member of Evolution?
He's going to be his own guy, but he's going to have, you know, Evolution backing him up to some degree.
And VRM, what do you think?
I think it's going to be the same. He's going to be his own guy, but he's going to have Trips giving some backup.
And again, we talked about it last week. There is continuity because he awarded him the NXT belt a few years back, if you saw that picture. You know, I mean, look, I'm very interested to see where they go with this. This is only a week, you know. No feud or no thing goes away in a week or starts in a week. Give it a month, and we'll see where we go. But when you saw Cena with the Shield, I felt like the Sesame Street song, one of these things is not like the other, one of these things just doesn't belong. Am I right? Right, VRM?
Mm-hmm.
So, in the main event match, the Shield and the Cena win, but Roman Reigns got the pin with his spear. Boy, they're really grooming him to be the next superstar, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because they're using him as the guy in the Shield, and they're also using him in that fatherhood campaign. Did you saw that? You saw that?
Yes, I saw the fatherhood ad.
It's a turn to be a dad today.
Yeah, exactly. It's him, Alberto Del Rio, and Titus O'Neil. And by the way, those were legitimately their children in those ads. Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, they are. I see the rocket being strapped to Roman Reigns, don't you? I really do. I just don't know when or where, but it's happening.
It should have been done sooner.
Mm-hmm. But it's going to be okay. But again, here's the interesting question: where does Cena go from here? You know, see, it's a very interesting play. It's a very interesting spot where Cena is right now, isn't it?
In limbo, yeah.
This is the first time in a long time where he is in limbo, you know? But let me ask you something. Do you think he gets put in the Money in the Bank match?
They might not have a choice.
Hmm. BRM, you agree?
Show me another A-plus, not really an A-plus, but A talent face right now, because there's not many.
And even though Rick passed his medical test, he's not coming in there. Sorry.
No,
you're not pulling a Hogan. But Tyler, do you see Cena in the match with Bray Wyatt?
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to get the belt. I don't think so.
Nah, not the belt.
No, not at all. So, I mean, the main event was pretty good. You know, we have Kevin Hart hosting Raw next week. You know, Paige beat Alicia Fox. Alicia Fox went and then beat up Oksana, who, by the way, lost to Alicia Fox this week. You notice that all the people who got fired lost this week on SmackDown. Did you notice that? Really?
It's not uncommon. Anytime you are released, you job. That's your way out. On the way out, you job the people.
I know. They passed the torch all right. But, so, I mean, it's going to be a very, very, very interesting dichotomy here. I'm just going to pull up some more things, because we also have a very interesting situation actually in TNA happening right now. Because, you know, of course, the contractual obligation happened, because we have to talk TNA a little bit. They're having their Slammiversary pay-per-view this weekend. And MVP, as you know, injured his knee in an event last month in England. They tried to work it out, and unfortunately he couldn't do it. So he was pulled from the main event. The main event now is this. Eric Young is going to face the winners of Samoa Joe versus Bobby Lashley and Kenny King versus Austin Aries in a three-way match in a steel cage. By the way, our boy Typho is down there. We had all the...
Question.
Yes?
Why not, instead of doing a three-way match, you just put all five in and make a King of the Mountain match?
Because this is TNA.
And the person who came up with King of the Mountain probably isn't in the company anymore.
Correct. So this is let's talk a little TNA here. Well, first of all, number one, I'm actually okay with the fact that MVP is not wrestling in there. We don't need Evolution 2.0 there.
This is where that was going.
Exactly. And you know, it so I'm just trying to find the full card. Here we go. Here we are here. We have this. You have Austin Aries, as I said, Austin Aries and Kenny. So we have James Storm versus Kurt Anderson, Mr. Anderson, the Von Erich family in action? Really? Wow, okay.
That's a one-time deal.
Yeah, I know. EC versus Bully Ray in a Texas death match. And the third member of the TNA Hall of Fame is going to be named by Kurt Angle. Now, let's play a little guessing game here. Kurt Angle was number two. Sting was number one. Who's number three?
Well, Jerry's persona non grata.
Right. Wow.
Flair, not so much. AJ, maybe.
AJ like, Styles?
No, I'd probably have to pull it out of a hat or something.
Yeah, because I don't know who... Yeah, exactly. I don't know. You know? I mean, because... Who are you going to put there? Oh, and by the way, who do you... Oh, and here's another one. Here's an interesting thing. Sonata is going to defend his championship against Manic, Tigre Uno, Crazy Steve, and Eddie Edwards and Davey Richards in a ladder match for the X Division title. I'll take that. That's not terrible. That's not terrible at all. But, good grief. Seriously. You know, but God, TNA's in trouble. They are just so much in trouble. So, get this. We've got four new members of the ECW Arena Hall of Fame, which is going to be with the Wrestling of Disaster this week. Okay? Well, try this. And these are great ECW Hardcore Hall of Fames. They are Too Cold Scorpio, the Blue Meanie, the Pitbulls, and Shane Douglas. Interesting. Very awesome. Very awesome there.
Yeah, insert New Jack's rant here.
Yeah. Yes, there you go. I'm just trying to see if we've got really anything else to talk about, because it's, I mean, look, I know necessarily I'm just keeping this short because it's just the two events that were this week were the stripping of the title and the fact that we had
spring cleaning.
You know, we had spring cleaning. I'm just very interested to see who they put in that second match. Very much, you know, very interesting stuff.
And as I was telling you off air, I'm thinking whoever loses for the first one could be put in a second one as a second chance.
I would love to see it, because remember, Money in the Bank usually makes superstars. And I don't know if they necessarily want to do it here, you know? I mean, because right now, like you said, the losers of those matches were, I mean, Del Rio beat, well, it was Ziggler, Barrett, as you said, Ambrose, and RVD. That's a good match right there, you're right, you know? So, winners all around, you know what I'm saying? But it's going to be real interesting to see where they go and what they do. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to do some plugs right now here because yes. All right, well, you know what? Well, let me cover. Oh, all right, fine. So let's take a break here, and we're going to talk about some more stuff here, including Mark Henry. And his fight with a recently released wrestler here with Tyler Brown with VRM here on the CLW83. And, of course, Carl Chenier. We'll be right back.
How many websites do you use to get your daily dose of wrestling news and views? 3, 4, 5 or more? Do yourself a favor and make that number 1 by going to WrestleChat.net. Franklin Daniel and his staff bring you the most comprehensive wrestling headlines all day, every day. Plus, WrestleChat brings you informative and entertaining podcasts like the Still Real to Us Show, the Bauer Show Podcast, and the North American Wrestling Connection each and every week. For up-to-date wrestling news and insightful wrestling views, there's only one site to turn to, and that's WrestleChat.net, your pro wrestling news source.
Hey, future body changers, it's me, John Cena. Think of your favorite food right now. What is it? Pastry, ice cream, cookies, beer, pizza, whatever it is. What would you say if I told you could lose weight and eat your favorite foods? Well, you can. With the 10 weeks body change program for one day a week, you can eat as much of your favorite foods as you want. You heard it from me. And the rest of the 6 days of the week, you have a huge selection of foods to choose from that'll help you lose weight. Here's the kick. You can eat as much of those foods as you want to. No craving, no starving, just losing. It is officially change time.
You love your pets, so you keep them healthy by buying expensive supplements. Unfortunately, your pets don't like to take the supplements. You've tried hiding pills in food and forced it down, only for them to spit it back out. There has to be a better way. Pause 5. Two quick, delicious peppermint sprays in your pet's mouth for a full day. Protecting them 5 ways. Coat and skin, teeth and nails, joints, eyes, and immune system. No more forcing pills down your pet's mouth. You would spend over $200 buying these supplements individually. Or Pause 5 for under $35 includes all 5 supplements in one. Order online and receive free shipping anywhere in the U.S. www.pause5.com.
Away from your computer? That's no problem. Take CLW83 Podcast with you wherever you go with the TuneIn Radio app. Download the free TuneIn app from the App Store or Google Play. Then search for CLW83 to connect to the latest editions of the NAWC, Touch 'Em All, the BS Big Show, and all of your other favorite CLW83 programs. CLW83, online, on demand, and on the go with the TuneIn app for Apple and Android devices. Download it today.
And we're back with the second half of the North American Wrestling Connection, as sponsored by WrestleChat.net. Carl Schneer, VRM, and Tyler Brown with me. How you doing, guys? Doing all right, I hope.
I won't be all right until the resolution of this other
the hockey
thing.
Yeah. But you wanted to cover, let me just explain, you wanted to cover something else, which I have a few things I can cover. Kurt Hank Hawkins ragged on Mark Henry for tweeting about his anniversary with the company yesterday, which was 12th, as talents were released saying, "Your colleagues lose their jobs and you tweet that, you're an idiot, Mark." Henry responded on Twitter, "First, I don't know if I explained myself to no one, but I had no idea anyone got let go. It's sad. I was asked to post about my birthday. That's not what came out. It was about my 18-year journey. I know where you live, dude. It's a small world. An apology is due. If not, well, you know me. I'll handle our biz." Nice!
Ooh.
Well, okay.
Twitter war.
Yeah, well, let me ask you something. Who's right in this respect? What do you think?
It's a tough one, okay? You got to see it two ways. Okay, for one, Kurt Hawkins, okay, he's been released. And then, you know, he sees this post on Twitter about Mark Henry talking about, "I've been in the business 18 years. I have a hard time. I mean, here's the thing. I have a hard time believing that, you know, you're in the WWE. I'm not saying that just because you are in the WWE, you're going to know everything that's going on, but you're going to have a better idea than us who are just at home watching the product. However, Mark Henry hasn't, I don't think he's been doing a whole lot on TV here lately. And so, I mean, maybe it was just happenstance. They were like, "Hey, Mark, post about, you know, something that, you know, post about how you've been doing, you know, you've been in the business in the WWE 18 years. And not realizing that it was, you know, chopping day, he's like, "Okay, let's go with it." And then it's like, "Oh, shit." But, I don't know, it's a two-way street. You know, Henry's boasting about his career because he's been doing quite well. He's one of the ones that's been in the business for quite some time. I understand Hawkins' position, but Hawkins, I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things where, look, it was raw, and was it right for Mark Henry to do? Yeah, but Kurt really needed to just grow up a little bit, to be honest, because he just, as I said, he just got released, and it was a little raw, but dude, the guy's in the business 18 years. If he wants to tweet, let him tweet. It's not like he was going, "Ha ha, Kurt, you suck," which you didn't do, you know? So,
I'm indifferent.
Yeah, I know. Mm. VRM, you've seen this thing where you remember one year they had a bunch of cows in the city that were painted for, you know, different places in the city, and then they were auctioned off for charity.
I don't remember this.
But I wanted to show you this. If you are a CM Punk fan, take a look at this particular item, which is being auctioned now as we speak. Wow, I just went through puberty again.
Is it his King's jersey from losing the bet?
No. Take a look. This is from Major League Baseball.
Ooh.
Okay. These are painted seats celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Wrigley Field, and they were designed and autographed by CM Punk. Can you see them a little bit?
Yes.
What do you think of that? So right now the bid is at, as I look at it here, $850.
$850.
And there's about 2 months before you can do it. Of course, the money will go a lot higher, but it goes to the Cubs charities. And their shipping is not included, so you got to pay for shipping too. But if you are a CM Punk fan, this is pretty interesting, no? What do you think? Tyler, are you going to save your money and try and get this one?
No, that's way too much money that I don't have right now.
Yeah, I know, but if you were a CM Punk fan, would you try?
No.
Okay. You're not that much of a Cubs fan then.
No.
No. Okay.
I think it's while there is the wrestling aspect, I think it's more it needs the Cubs fan aspect.
Ah, I see. So you got to be more of a Cubs fan than
because it's also if you look, it's also a 20 game.
Kerry Wood, right? Yeah, Kerry Wood. But yeah, I know it's interesting. Oh, speaking of Monday night, we were talking about this. Roman Reigns got Dean Ambrose got his chin busted open. Took 9 stitches. Did you see the picture of this?
Did not.
Oh, take a look at this. Hold on. I'm going to put this in for you. Just let me just pull this up. I completely forgot about this picture. But, yeah, hold on 1 second. Let me actually find this particular tweet. Whoops. Here, it's just live research, folks. So, hold on 1 second. Should be here. I think this is the right one. But it is a picture, yes, of Dean Ambrose getting stitch up after Monday's brawl. Take a look at this, guys. Take a look at this picture right there. Ouch. Hazard duty right there.
Oof.
Yeah. And let's see. Cincinnati Reds announcer Marty Brenneman told the listening audience last night, which was this week, that he was recently interviewed for WWE for an upcoming Macho Man Randy Savage documentary.
Ooh.
Interesting. Let's see some other stuff here. Oh! Remember we were talking about the fact that, Dave is, quit the WWE to promote his movie,
Yeah.
Get this, July 4th, if you're going to go to Disneyland and the Hollywood Studios in Florida, there's going to be a 3D preview of Guardians of the Galaxy at the Captain EO Theater and the ABC Sound Studio. So, who knows, you might be able to see Dave down there for a little bit. So, I know there was something about, because I thought I saw new DVDs. Oh, another TNA says something very interesting here. The story began in the Wrestling Observer about TNA actually raiding Ring of Honor for talent, okay? That Jay Lethal was contacted to work the Destination X Impact episode, and that at the same time TNA has reached out to former champions. Lethal said he was under contract and turned him down. At the same time, someone reached out to ROH champion Redragon, who are also under deals, and inquired about their interest. Obviously, they cannot. I was told by several different people in TNA that there was not a call made on behalf of the company. There was a call made independently. I don't know this for sure, but how much Richard prides himself on having offers of matches, trying to put together something where two great workers would come in to wrestle himself and Eddie Edwards. No TNA executives ever had a discussion with Redragon. The TNA source, when asked about the story, said all conversations with talent start with, are you under contract? If the answer is yes, we don't go any further ever. Which is good, but seriously, why are you raiding Ring of Honor when you had so much good talent to begin with? Really? Right? Dumb. Just absolutely dumb. But, I know because I saw one other item I wanted to discuss because I think there was some more DVD news that I wanted to see. because I know they wanted to talk about new things they wanted to talk about, but I guess I don't have that in front of me here. Yes, Chris Jericho is going to star. In a new comedy series picked up by Comedy Central for digital distribution called Team Tiger Awesome. He's going to play a loose cannon detective who kills time on an endless stakeout with his by-the-books partner by sharing feelings with each other. Oh, boy.
oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be, yuck, so awesome. But and by the way, I think Cena's getting a rare weekend off because of that eye injury that he had over the... You notice, by the way, they never shot his face this week. That's because his eye was still AFU'd. Did you notice that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, they did.
But then again, I was, again, more trying not to have break down an apoplectic rage.
Right, exactly. But, and of course, Impact... by the way... One other thing I did want to talk about. Remember I was talking to you last week about the hardcore, the House of Hardcore, remember? And I thought that Tommy Dreamer was legitimately shooting on Dixie Carter. Turns out, well, not so much. Let me read what he said, because he posted this. I never wanted a publicist, so I don't feel the need, so here's my official statement. In today's society, with social media being the way it is, I laugh every time a celebrity says something that's not politically correct and they apologize for it. The only reason why they apologize is because they got caught or it could hurt their image. The wrestling community is all abuzz about my recent hardcore events. It was so much work, but so happy it worked out for me. The wrestlers and, importantly, the fans. The biggest controversy was Bully Ray being pulled from my show. Here's how it all went down. I have one of my best friends calling me and saying, I can't believe I even have to make this call. Bubba tells me TNA is pulling me from your show. I have to do an appearance for them in LA. I say, okay. I had no appearance contracts like I've had in the past. I put my thinking cap on and remembered so many times in the original ECW stuff like this happened before. And I'm doing my best Paul Heyman, I didn't lie to my audience. I gave the fans two matches, told them they could leave now and get these two matches for free and get a refund. But if they stayed, I had surprises and promised a solid show. I advertised the main event and didn't have one player. I felt it was the right thing to do. It worked out in the end, maybe better than I had hoped for. Not one person left. I'm also told the audience this part of the show won't be on DVD. It was just for them. It was. I did call Dixie Carter a bitch, and I'm not apologizing for it. The crowd said things way worse about her. It was a bad business move. Which I see being made all the time. I'm all business. I have helped TNA Wrestling before and did very good business for them, drawing three times the amount of people from the last show they did at Mid-Hudson Civic Center for something I put together at HOH3. Nice. To TNA's credit, John Gabarek, head of talent relations, who has always been straight with me, offered to help with any way possible. I at first wanted Bobby Roode and Eric Young. They both agreed to help, even though they had personal stuff. And then I just went with my gut. Please no fat jokes. Bully Ray and I came up with the idea of any fan that bought a triple HOH ticket and brings it to the TNA upcoming TPs in Pennsylvania or New York, he'll have a free meet and greet because he feels like shit and wants to make good. TNA agreed, which is just good business for both. I turned a negative into a positive. That's what I do. It benefits HOH, TNA, and most importantly, the wrestling fans. I help out behind the scenes in TNA. I'm not under contract. I don't know if I will be broadcast back, and if not, that's okay. I will continue to support Impact. I love the men and women there and want their businesses to grow. If WWE, Ring of Honor, or any indie asked me to help, I would do the same. I love wrestling. I just want to see it continue and strive and get better. I'm a 43-year-old man and don't need to take people's petty issues, especially if something affects my own shows and hard work. I have an issue with that, and I will voice my opinion. I feel there are way too many hypocrites, and that only voices their grievances after the company starts paying them. To me, that's just BS. My House of Hardcore slogan is, no politics, no BS, just wrestling. I strive to continue that, to have that in my locker room with the paying customers. Hardcore is a strong work ethic, and it goes on from there. So, you know what? I think that's pretty awesome, okay? I think that's I think that's honest, even though I wish it were true. I wish it were true when he was against TNA, but you know what? I give him credit for being upfront about that. Right, VRM?
Yeah.
Right, Tyler, pretty much?
Yep.
Good stuff.
Yeah, I agree too.
Yeah, I mean, oh, there you are, Carl. But, yeah, I mean, look, honestly, you know, look, I wish it were true, right, Carl, that he was just going after Dixie, but you know what? It was just a promo. No big deal.
Just part of the show. Woo-hoo.
Just part of the show. Woo-hoo. But what's also started part of the show is plugging. And what we're going to do right now is this, and we are going to plug. VRM, do you have anything to plug?
Yes. After we solved some other late issues that we had with moving into our recently renovated studio, WCSD 201, or no, 202, I think. I forget which now. I forget. It should be up.
It's 202.
It's 202. And on 203, we'll be covering, oh my gosh, the biggest BS at a World Cup game ever. Kreider. Me being nearly driven apoplectic in utter rage over the current state of the Stanley Cup Finals. And maybe, pending tomorrow night, maybe the end of the King James dynasty.
What dynasty?
Exactly.
Exactly. Yes. Tyler Brown, what do you got?
I have absolutely nothing.
You have nothing. All right, Carl. Do you have some pluggage? Pluggage? Wow, where is my voice going tonight? Do you have some pluggage?
Yeah, two things. Both involve our good buddy Jim Williams, who's not around right now. He's taking care of some more important things than this little network of podcast. There's going to be a special edition of Touch 'Em All recorded this weekend with special guest host DC Lundberg, recapping the last couple of weeks in Major League Baseball. No, I don't know if you're going to be on it, Jason, or not.
I hope to be. Father's Day, by the way, I'll be celebrating Father's Day later on. And by the way, happy Father's Day to my dad.
Happy Father's Day to your dad, too, sir.
Yes, exactly. And to
mine, and yes. To everybody else's.
Yes, absolutely. Sure.
And then we have the BS Big Show. We're going to push it back to next week because of Jim taking some time away. Yeah, Atlanta, you're going to be on HBO this summer. Mm-mm-mm. We'll talk about that among mini camps and OTAs fixing to start.
That's what is it now? 6 weeks to the preseason?
Yeah.
Wow! Isn't that I barely remember, you know, Seattle crushing Denver 48-8. I think it was 48-8, wasn't it?
43-8, I believe.
43-8, yeah.
Something ridiculous. Well, which also reminds me that July 10th, the season premiere of WCSD with our annual Let's Run Down the Divisions series before our...
And of course, you could also throw in a little bit of a Pixel Nation news. Richard Sherman is the cover guy for Madden 15. And he say he wants the entire Legion of Boom on the cover? He said
you're dooming yourself and your teammates.
Yes, sir. But speaking of Pixel Nation,
yes, take it, Jason.
Yes, sir. Carl, myself, and Brian Henniger reviewed E3. We went through the five major conferences, which were Microsoft, Sony, Nintendo, EA, and Ubisoft. I spent about 15 hours watching those press conferences, and boy, that was insane. And like I said, I think the video game industry is in pretty good shape for 2014 and 15.
It'll take about 15 days for Jason to get his life back after that.
Oh yeah, you ain't kidding. It was insane. By the way, I am now in the Destiny Alpha. I just got that today. I just got
as am I. I've gave it a try, and it does have a Halo feel. But then again, it was made by Bungie.
Right. It does look a lot like. And by the way, do you know who the voice of the little square is? Do you know who that is?
No, I don't.
That is Tyrion, a.k.a. Peter Lannister. Peter Dinklage. That's the guy who is the voice of your Cortana, per se. Did an episode of WLTI Live with Gordon Pepper and Chico Alexander.
In the old studio.
The old studio. I'm working on trying to get him into the new studio. And also just wanted to talk about the fact that... You know, we're going to get red state, blue state once Jim gets back, you know, in line. We're just pushing that off for a little bit. But the world's going to hell in a... Yeah, another week or so. But the world's going to hell in a handbasket real quick. But, of course, now, if Nikki gets back safe and sound, we'll see, you know.
We can only hope and pray.
We can only hope and pray, you know. We can only hope and pray that Nikki gets out of it alive, and she will be back here next week to take away the stuff, get back into the chair where she definitely belongs.
If not, one of us will do it again.
Absolutely. For Carl, for VRM, for Tyler, and myself, Jason Block, this is the North American Wrestling Connection, as sponsored by WrestleChat.net, where you can be heard on Stitcher.com, Stitcher Radio, Player.fm, and TuneIn Radio in both your Google Play and your iTunes stores. We will be back next week. We will see you soon. Take care.
Spike your hair.
Woo, woo, woo.
You
know it. Let's not get released.
Yes.
See you next time.
You've been listening to a JWC Media produced program.